the man.
He's that tired.
Oh, I'm in a coma right now.
A coma?
Kind of like it in a coma.
Okay, what happened to the fourth quarter?
I mean, it's such a strange third quarter where we look up, we're up six, we look up again, and we're down three going into the fourth. So it was a quick and strange turnaround where, you know, we got to the bench and, you know, we were shell-shocked for a minute. You know, I think most importantly, our defensive intensity picked up right when we needed it, right at the right moment. And it allowed us to be right here with smiles on our faces going to the next round of CLA.
What did they do different
tonight? They're a tough team, man. And with them, we had to grind it out all three games. They wanted it. She was on fire tonight. You could tell she didn't want to go home. DJ as well. You could tell. I mean, they just left it out on the floor. And I think it was great action tonight. You know, something to give to the fans. And it's playoff basketball for sure.
The statistics show that you guys, it was a really a team effort, overall team effort. A 19 assists out of 35 baskets.
That's the way we want to play. We want to play unselfish. We want to make the extra pass. We want to create problems for people. And you can only do that when, you know, you have people out there that are confident in taking and making shots. And today was a perfect example of, no matter what point in the game, whoever was in the game, that's who we had the most confidence in. So, complete team effort, like you said. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people in double figures. That's the way we want to play. And you could talk about, you know, Tan's 16, but I probably look at the other side of the basketball where she had a battle probably with the best center in the world, in Ann Waters, as far as back to the basket and tough to stop. Cabby and I have been playing against her in Rush for the last 5 years. She's by far the best. And I think Tan did an incredible job on her. She definitely made it tough for her. Her energy level in the second half definitely gave us a push. And if we had to get anybody the game, it would definitely be Tan today. And that's what's so special about our team. Not just about me, Diane, and Penny. We got so many other factors who can do anything at any given time. You know, even with Odie, saving that ball the last possession that we had, that was huge. And that's the type of basketball we need. So that was a great team effort, I thought.
There was a stretch in the third quarter where it seemed like they were really taking it to you.
Yeah, the wheels are falling off.
It looked like it.
No, it was falling off. It didn't look like it. We were riding on one wheel, and we had to find a way to kind of get that momentum back and kind of get back to what we were doing so well, you know, in game two. And they came out and made some great adjustments, you know, with their pick-and-roll offense and, you know, different situations that they got into that made it very difficult for us to guard them. And they were, you know, making shots, which when you make shots like that, you know, you feel better about yourself as a team. You go to the other end, you play with a little bit more energy defensively. So going into the fourth, we made a concerted effort to try to make things more difficult for them. And, you know, that's why we had an opportunity to go up.
It seemed like at that point, man, you sort of took over. You hit two big threes really well.
I mean, it's all about opportunities. And, you know, the way we play, you're always going to get your opportunity. And today was mine, and, you know, they went in. You know, so it was kind of wherever it went, we had to get it done today. Get her done? Get her done.
It's being modest over here, but I think Diana's incredible the whole series. Sometimes I had to tell her, yo, be aggressive. I had to tell her today, take it. Like, I mean, you got the shot going, and we needed it. And, you know, and that's why I'm here, to push her, and she's the same with me. So
there was one time, though, when I think it was early in the game when you passed to her and she passed right back and said, you take it.
that was great action.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what to say about that. We're buddies.
Well, buddies. Just let me get some of the action.
Well, buddies.
No, I mean, that's what it's about, you know, just being unselfish, you know, and I think we definitely showed that in that possession.
One thing that happened in the fourth quarter was that you guys returned to some of the things that worked for you the last time you won a championship, mm-hmm. and that was kind of give Kathy the ball and have, you know, drive through the middle, and of course that was a design.
Well, if you think about it, the last 4 minutes, that's the power lineup right there. When you go Cap at the one, Penn at the three, me at the two, and DB running that floor, and Cappy with the ball, it's tough. It's tough for the other team, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, that lineup is definitely what won us that 2 years ago. Like she said, it is a special lineup. You know, we have so many versatile players out there mm-hmm. who's capable of doing anything with the ball. And I think that's our go-to, when it's crunch time. For sure.
Do you have any thoughts on that? It's
going to be your matchup for you. Yeah, but the regular season doesn't really count for much. Played them a couple times without Candace, so that alone kind of throws those games out the window. They're a different team right now. They're confident. They're playing well. You can just tell when you watch them play. They're really comfortable with each other. You have Tina and Lisa who are some of the best winners in this league and in every level, so it's going to be completely different in the playoffs.
Definitely. I'll give LA their props, but I think moving forward, for us, we have to concentrate on what we can do, and we have to play the best basketball we can play, Phoenix basketball, run and get up and down and rebound. Mm-hmm. That's really it. Just concentrate on us going forward.
How much do you guys love kind of the pressure of a game like this? Do you kind of revel in that, and especially in the full season and one game you're out?
I love moments like this.
That's the only reason you play basketball. You know, when the pressure's on, either you're going to crack or you flourish into a beautiful diamond.
That right there is a sign of tiredness. Coma.
Any more questions?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.